Hello, this is Kevin Archer, and on BCB 106.6 FM.
You're not listening to BCB 106.6 FM, you're listening to Kevin Archer with this week's Audio Boo, privileged to be sitting in for Adam Carver. If I Could Turn Back Time, here's a shameless plug. I played that as the opening of my new show on BCB 106.6 FM, Bradford Community Broadcasting, which is a retrospective, which is looking back at the past. The first show looks back at 1981 and plays some of the songs, the soundtrack of that year, and also looks at what was going on in Bradford and beyond. Turning Back Time, Cher's song, says, if I could turn back time, if only, if I could replay the past and change things. Isn't it amazing that as Christians we're called to be those who are living? Brilliant scripture says, I believe I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You and I are called to live in the land of the living. We live, and I say it sensitively and considerately, but we live in the land of the dead. The Bible says that we were once dead in our sins, but we've now been made alive. We live in the land of the living, the kingdom of God, which is now and which will come later into fruition. But we're a part of that, and we are meant to be living creatures to serve the living God. And yet, I wonder how much of our past is overshadowing us. How often we are found to be those who are living in the past, and we live with regrets. If only I'd said this, if only I'd made that decision. And it's true. There are things in the past that we've said or done, maybe decisions that we have made, that we live with and that we regret. And they may have changed things that have happened in our lives. But listen, God understands all those things. The Holy Spirit was witness to the whole life and death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus. And Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will come to you. He will bear witness of these things. The one who witnessed the whole life of Jesus now comes to bear witness to that life of Jesus and make it living and real to us. The Bible speaks of Jesus yesterday, today, and forever. In those decisions we've made in the past, in those regrets that we might have, Jesus is there. There is an opportunity by the grace of God to have those memories healed. We're called into the fellowship of his Son and of his Spirit, and he wants to come in and he wants to heal and to bless. But what he wants to do is to release us so that we can truly live. This week or last week in our men's group, Paul Hubbard was sharing with us, and a key verse that he was bringing in front of us from Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14 is this: how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God? It's the Father's intention that we serve the living God. And he can only be served by living creatures. And the truth is, you can only be living in the present. You can't live in the past. The past is important to visit, to reflect on. But at the end of the day, God wants to cleanse us from dead works so that we may serve the living God today. And we might truly know what it is to live in the land of the living. And so I urge you today to reflect. I'm sure that somebody may be listening to this and they live with a regret day after day after day. And you know, the Lord knows that. And Holy Spirit wants to draw near to you and to let you know that he's aware of that. And he wants to come and heal and to cleanse. But what he wants to do is to set you free. So let the blood of Jesus cleanse and set you free that you can serve the living God in the land of the living. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.